This is the Perfectionism Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 9. When things don't go your way and you feel as if you screwed up, failed, or that you're not good or worthy enough, odds are that you kick you when you're down. It's not necessarily your intention, but it's your pattern of dealing with it. This is why you, at times, struggle to feel good about you or to move forward. A part of you wants to move on, but the other part that exploits even the smallest of missteps wants to persecute you with images of your wrongdoings, or scare the crap out of you about the future, or even just write you off. It's not your self-criticism or judgment you need at that time, it's self-compassion and a willingness to understand what you truly need. What is absolutely critical to recognize in these situations is that your criticism and judgment are expressing an unmet need. They're your response to using an unsuccessful shortcut to meet it. What is that shortcut? Oh yes, it's perfectionism. And the more acute your need is the more intense your self-criticism and judgment, which still ignores the actual need, and so round and round and round you go. So let's retrace our steps for a moment. Back in session 3, I explained about how perfectionism is a response to old hurt and loss. It's a pattern of behavior and thinking designed to meet what you saw as a need to avoid these. But that ignores the truth, including your actual needs. This is why perfectionism is you expressing, "I am anxious." Taking big leaps forward is about recognizing that you have far greater needs than being perfect. Every single thing that humans do is an attempt to meet a need. Everything. Here are some examples of needs beyond basic food, water, shelter, and sleep. Safety and security, belonging, to give and receive attention and affection, intimacy, status, recognition, acknowledgement, achievement, purpose and goals, physical, mental and spiritual well-being, connection to something beyond ourselves, community, ideals, beliefs, to be stimulated and stretched. No, that's not the same as being stressed. We all have the same needs, but to greater and lesser degrees, depending on our backstory, personality, characteristics, motivations, desires, and current circumstances. It's critical also to note that how good we are at meeting needs, as well as recognizing that the need is being met, plays a crucial role in how fulfilled we are, how many dodgy shortcuts we take, and how many other needs are routinely ignored due to one or a few being heavily prioritized. We've also developed habits around meeting our needs. Some are helpful, some are harmful. We will often go for what's quickest, easiest, in our comfort zone, or high reward. If in childhood our needs routinely went unmet, whether it was due to neglect, deprivation, or abandonment, or whether it was due to us believing that the way to help out was to be, well, less needy, we're not in the habit of meeting those needs or meeting them via healthy means. And actually, we're not even in the habit of expressing them. But the needs still exist. So keeping in mind that whatever perfectionist activity you engage in is about meeting a need, this means that you are meeting some needs, but are either ignoring others or putting so much emphasis on the perfectionism-related ones that the others are overshadowed. Where you focus your attention assigns value, even if it's not what you intended, and it will account for a great deal of your time, energy, effort, and emotions. This means that it's highly likely that you are inadvertently and, yes, possibly consciously, devaluing more pertinent needs. And it's very possible that you are entirely unaware of this because you think that, for example, achievement, accomplishment, status, recognition, etc. are the most important. Which also might surprise you if this doesn't ring true for your actual values. The thing about us humans, especially perfectionists and people pleasers, is that we make goals out of, well, everything. We make our happiness and perception of success based on things that we believe that we don't have right now. And then when we achieve or receive them, we move on to something else, because more often than not, these types of goals do not lead to happiness and fulfillment. These are what's known as means goals, things that society tells us will make us happy, that maybe we see other people, including family and friends, do, that we assume are for us too. We assume that it's the way things have to be, so it becomes people like us do things like this. Perfectionists throw efforts after everything, which in and of itself assumes that they are in control. This means that the journey to most things is painful because they've gone overboard and neglected their well-being en route, and or that when they arrive at what they thought was the destination, it doesn't look or feel how they thought it would. It doesn't fill up the hole. It doesn't silence the inner critic. Now, it's also exhausting to be a perfectionist, so we do try to rope in other people. We focus on certain folk to try to gain attention, affection, approval, love, and validation. And sometimes these people disappoint, and we internalize it as I'm not good enough. What we don't always acknowledge is the mentality and behavior of perfectionism is a shortcut, and so it always skips over the real need. We think that receiving external acknowledgement, recognition, achieving things, fitting in, or whatever will make us feel good. And it doesn't, because we are ignoring very real needs. And to top it all off, because we're always looking for more and basing everything on enoughness, nothing is enough, and we're always moving on to, well, the next thing or about to. When we're honest about why we're so self-critical, then it's because we feel as if we haven't fulfilled our ideal image. It's the fantasy version of who we think we're supposed to be. And this is where I confront the uncomfortable question that might be lurking in the background for you. How can I not believe that I'm not good enough when my parents were not who and what I wanted and needed? How can I believe that I'm enough when my parent told me I wasn't? Right there with you. Right there with you. And that's often why we're so hard on ourselves, because there's this fantasy version of us that we think could have got it right. Inadequate parenting doesn't equal inadequate child. Our parents not meeting our needs is reflective of their own backstory, circumstances, qualities, characteristics, abundance, and resources. Could they have been a different parent if one or more of these things were different? Abso-freaking-lutely. And none of those things have anything to do with you. Not one of those things. The backstory, circumstances, qualities, characteristics, abundance, and resources. Nothing to do with you. A parent telling their child that they're not enough, that they're to blame for how they're treated, is that same parent taking out their own feelings of inadequacy on the child. If anything, they're showing you part of how this cycle started with their own dysfunction, and you don't have to continue the cycle. I've spoken to so many parents who have been through similar childhoods to me and to you and to so many others. And guess what? While they're not claiming to be perfect, who is? They don't use the fact that they went through what they did to do the same thing to their own child. As Maya Angelou said, when you know better, you do better. They also see through their own child doing the same things that they did, that it's not about the child's or even their own imperfection. And so it breaks the cycle of the lie. Learning to connect fully with your unmet needs paves the way to mourning the fact that you are not perfect. Mourn it. Mourn it hard so that you can get on with the business of being you, because ultimately that's who you're missing out on. This will spare you a lifetime of pain. You won't spend your life trying to be something that none of us, including you, can ever be. Yes, you might regret not being able to fulfill your ideal image of yourself in a particular past or present relationship or situation, but at least if you actually connect with your needs and have some self-compassion, including empathy, you will no longer hate and berate yourself for it, because that's all that perfectionism does, give you a hard time for not living up to the fantasy.